So welcome back to hour three of Live with Linda, October 6th. I got reading in the chat and went over a couple of minutes. So it's really interesting that some of you are getting. By the way, somebody said, it says for me, what I understand is that we, like you'll only see it as you, do you, and I only see me as me, but I think my name comes out when you see it, right? Kirsten, did you see my name?
In the chat?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because I can never believe it, because it always only says me, and that's what someone else says. It just says me, but actually it doesn't. It says your name. That's cool. Okay. Now, does anybody have anything that they would particularly like to share from that who hasn't shared? I'd like to give any of you who haven't had a chance to share before I share this breathing part. Anybody? Yeah, y'all, we haven't heard from you. How are you doing in that part of the world? I think you're the farthest from us today. Hi.
Hi.
Jerusalem is a long way away.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a holiday. We're in the middle of a lockdown. But I am with you also. But it's kind of, I don't know, it happens together.
Yes. Great. And are you good? Are you doing well?
Yeah, but we're inside the houses, and in the beginning of the trip on the carpet, all I felt was, oh, I want to go there. In reality, I want to move. I want to see the desert. I want to see the trees and water. Water. I miss water. We didn't have a summer. We're locked in. So that was the beginning. But then someone came and put his hand right on top of my head and said, you're okay, you'll be okay. And it was a kind of a blessing. I don't know exactly what, because I got this message to be quiet. And it was not with words, it was like, quiet down, quiet down. So I was there, and it was soothing. But nothing happened, nothing. And it's kind of, that's what I needed. Like, I needed quiet. That was my message. Quiet, quiet down, quiet down.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what I might add for you to think about is, oh man, I mean, this lockdown is so difficult for almost everybody. And when you're getting to feel like that, what you might do is just list your blessings. I mean, the fact that you're okay and not infected, the fact that, you know, just everything that you can think of that is, you know, that you have enough food, that we have this, whatever you can think of, because as we've said a number of times, that blessings override the fear and the desire to be somewhere else. And I am absolutely convinced that this COVID virus is not a mistake. I believe it may save us, because the world that we were all living in, this run, 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 do more, you know, it was a crazy situation, and possibly many people are finding that being able to come to a place of peace, that's what, when we feel those feelings of want to be somewhere else, like go into this, what Lois said so beautifully, like go into this circle, remember the breathing, put the numbers on, and then stay present. And I really appreciate you sharing, because I'm sure that that's the way most people are feeling. Like, you know, man, those are locked back in. It's tough. And just look around and think, we could be in one of those refugee camps where everything was burned up and lost. That's where I go when I, and then I send, gosh, prayers to those people. And I think, wow, the blessings that I have, that I can just be here. And I think it's necessary, and sharing, however, that how we're feeling, not denying it, but sharing, okay, what do we do with that? And like you said, you felt this presence. Maybe that was one of the angels that we all called in. Just reminding you of your perfection. Maybe it was Moshe saying, hey, Ael, remember what you have. That's a funny thought, isn't it? Maybe. Andrea, you're welcome. My pleasure. Andrea, would you mind sharing, because we have, I don't know who you are, where you are, what brought you here from
Yeah. Hi, Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes, Andrea Bowen. Yes.
I'm in Cape Town. I had the pleasure of starting my companion animal training when Eugenie brought it to Cape Town for the first time. And I also had the pleasure of you coming and doing a class with us here. I don't know if you remember me back then.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Wow. That was so amazing.
Yeah. So I sort of lost my journey with T-Touch for a while because I got caught up with work. You know, I'm an accountant. So now I'm getting to that stage where I'm going to retire. So it's brought me back to T-Touch. And I must say, I've done a lot of, I only joined the class a couple of weeks ago. So I've been catching up in all the classes that have happened from way back.
Wow.
It's taken me being very left brain. I do have a struggle with the journey into the forest and getting there, but I have, the whole experience doesn't happen while I'm doing it, but it's in my dreams that it's coming, what I'm actually seeing when I'm going into that whole meditation, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
One story I must tell you, I was telling my husband about my journey into the forest, and you called in the animals, and I was sitting, you asked us to find something to sit on, and I was sitting on this, we used to have this great big bean bag that my two dogs used to come in and sit on this with me. Both of them are now my angel animals, and it was quite funny. So I was telling my husband about this, and just after that we found this old camera with an old film on it, which we decided to take in to be developed. And when we got the photos back, there was a picture of me on this beanbag with my two dogs sitting with me. So it was quite nice that connection came to me, and it actually had, you know, and I found it on a film a couple of days afterwards. So yeah, but it's been great. I feel grounded now. I feel as if I have a vision, and it's been fabulous. So thank you.
Great. Well, it's wonderful that you come back into the T-Touch family when you retire, because there's so much work to be done there with the shelters and all the stuff that we did.
Yes. I remember standing next to you while we were standing next to an animal that was in one of the shelters, and we all stood there doing heart hugs to this little doggy that was stressing out in the kennel. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was a wonderful time. It's so special for you all. We rented a house with Eugenie that overlooked, it's the farthest point on the planet, farthest point south on the planet, and looking out over the ocean. Oh, it was amazing. So nice to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Yassim, how are you doing? Thank you. You could join us. That's fantastic. I was wondering, we're a little worried about you in Turkey. Are you okay?
Yes, I am okay. I'm sorry. I'm very, very late, but still, I'm happy to made it.
Yes, I know you have another class before. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'd like to share with you this breathing. I shared speech lesson we had, we did this breathing where I just like the way she reminded us to, you know, fill the belly and the back. And I add in the ribs and the image somebody had written in the chat, when I mentioned how high the lungs come from the images that we saw, it was really a surprise. So we do this, we breathe in, fill the back and the front and the sides. And then the first thing we learned was this, psst. It's there, I don't know what that, well, a t on the end, like this pushes the rest out like a psst. And I do that about 5 minutes in the pool. And then it was like, and this activates down to the diaphragm. And she really describes like how that activates that diaphragm muscle. That's the first time I'd ever realized that the diaphragm was a muscle. And after the pictures we shared, I think it was, pardon me, was it 2 weeks ago? It just becomes so much clearer to see that. So then the second week, and then the other thing that was really a surprise that might be interesting to some of you, because I'm 83 and Roland's 80, Roland has really, we were doing these speech lessons because his voice has gone to a whisper. And, you know, he thought there was nothing he could do about it. And actually, it's not true. He can. And so that's why we were doing this. And what she said is, you know, you hear people clear their voice that way all the time. That is not a good idea, because the voice cords, it makes them go like this movement is what she said. Instead, if you feel the need to clear your throat, nah, it's like cough. And that activates the voice cords and that strengthens them. It makes them perform. And the other is, which is a total intuitive thing to do. Boy, Roland and I, we're getting way better at catching ourselves and each other. So then the second week was very different sound. It was like, again, fill, and let's just try it together, like fill the front, the back, the sides. And I think maybe it was my dog class I was sharing that, what I realized after all years of breathing, I was still contracting my abdominal muscles just because of what I learned as a child, you know, hold your stomach in. So I really had to practice that. So then the next thing we learned was this like fill and then, and like S-H-H-H, that was interesting. Okay, and it's hard to do it without smiling, and that smiling's really good, as we all know. So then the next one here is quite interesting, and I've been practicing a lot, and it's you use the sound as in F, like and it's again fill front and back. And now you only breathe out with the F sound halfway. Then you pause for 3 seconds and then continue to breathe out. Front, back, sides up, down. So you don't breathe in again. You're like, fill up, pause halfway, and push out the rest. What she says is that really deepens your capacity for breathing. And Françoise, I thought that might be an interesting one for you. And you just remember, just do what's comfortable. On the Feldenkrais concept, on Moshe's concept, instead of pushing, don't push to the edge, just a little less than what you can do. Now, I say this to Françoise because we don't want to be frustrated, right? So let's just see. And just do the happy thing, do the happy, and trust that your body will flow with that. And I'm just imagining my lungs, and I love that image that Sandy found, that image of the lungs. Oh, it was on the Sunday, that's when we saw it. And if you weren't all there, it's our membership site, but Kirsten, we should pull that up the next time, because maybe not everybody has seen that, the lungs. Although I think we did. No, we did it last time, we should. Anyway, those are the two. And those are the things that I'm practicing. And one other thing that I would like to share with you. Man, I have been having these drops of energy that I knew was not me. What Roland says, well, you're 83, what you would expect. What? That's not in my family. Something is wrong. And I finally found a naturopath, because I've been going to a doctor who, I forget, he calls himself, he's a plant-based doctor, which is really bad for us because it put us on a vegetarian diet that isn't what they teach, because we went to these lessons every week and they had these beautiful salads and these beautiful plates of vegetables. But what she taught us, because there are two doctors, a husband and wife, and the doctor, his wife, Jody, is also a dietitian. So she was giving us these, you know, soy-based, almost everything soy-based. And that's what we were learning. So that's what Roland was happy with, was eating that. And he wasn't willing to eat all these other vegetables that I wanted to cook. So it didn't work for me at all. And I think, okay, what am I going to do? And I finally found a naturopathic doctor. And oh my gosh, I am so happy, because my hemoglobin is like zero. I am no iron in my blood. And Eleanor Silverstein said, she's so into all of this. And she said, you've got to make sure they check, you know, your iron levels. And the fact is, it's a test that most doctors don't do because it costs money. Well, I'm wanting to do everything I can. So I found all kinds of things, including the fact that indications are that I have a virus, not the COVID, but a virus. And that's the other thing that's knocking me down. So I'm really happy because I have this ongoing bladder infection. And I don't know if any of the rest of you have gone through this, but you know what you're told, well, it's because your whole pelvic thing drops as you age and you get infection, and I have salmonella. So what do I do? It's D-mannose and cranberry, pure cranberry. That keeps it at bay, but it doesn't stop it. And what they want you to do is antibiotics, but I'm not going to do that, because as soon as I stop, it goes away and I don't want those in my body. So what you gave me, which is so exciting, I've been told you just take 3 drops and half a glass of water of oregano oil, and that is like a natural antibiotic. Well, if any of you ever tried it, I didn't listen closely the first time and I took a dropper full of oregano oil in my mouth. That was a bit of a shock. Yeah, well, so what she's given me are these beautiful little capsules of oil with fennel and ginger. And so I'm so happy that I can do that. And then I was like, no progesterone. I'm taking estrogen, these suppositories, but no progesterone. So like I was out of balance and I'm like, yes, I'm going to have the natural way to get this back. So I just wanted to say that to you because we lost our anti-aging doctor, got busted and lost his practice about 2 years ago. The most wonderful, you know, a real doctor who really cares about people and his patients. And he prescribed the marijuana and this is a couple of years ago and it wasn't yet legal. Now it's legal. And he lost his license. So anyway, we lost him. So I had to find this other, and I found a plant-based guy, very nice young guy. And but now I have a naturopathic doctor and I'm like, yes. So I just tell you all that because maybe, you know, like somebody is thinking just like Lois did, well, we've got something going on, but you know, yeah, I don't need, maybe it's just age. We don't need to accept that. So I'm really, I wanted to end with something here I want to share with you. This is from Anecdotal Evidence. It's one of the many books because I have hundreds of these. But I found this from Cecilia Windler and I thought it was kind of interesting considering this cancer thing with the cat.
Linda. Are you finishing already? Because we have had one more raised hand. She just took it away. It's okay. The hand is down.
Okay, thank you. Okay, no, I'll read this and then if there's anything else, I'll. So this is Tellington Teachout Exemplars by Cecilia Wendler, who was my co-author on the book Tellington Teachout for Healthcare Professionals. And what she wrote is, she is a staff nurse at the University of Minnesota at the time. She was hospital surgical intensive care unit. And the following exemplars illustrate the use of Tellington T-Touch for critically ill patients in my care upon return from the National Healing Modalities course. I intentionally made the decision to integrate T-Touch into my practice in order to augment ongoing therapies for relief of suffering, rest, sleep, and communication of a caring and healing intentionality. There are two stories here. I'm just going to read you the one. Shared here are the exemplars. They occurred at the University of Minnesota in the surgical ICU during the night shift hours. They illustrate the potential for T-Touch in the case of extremely fragile humans experiencing a devastating variety of critical illness coupled with extremely high level surgical interventions. I chose these patients for T-Touch because their need for relief of suffering and promotion of rest and sleep were extreme. So Mrs. T is experiencing pelvic cancer. She was admitted to the surgical ICU following a radical surgery called a pelvic exoneration. In this technique, the surgeons remove the cancerous tissues and rebuild the internal organs. As a result, Mrs. T had her uterus, ovaries, bladder, part of her bowel, and her vagina removed, and then a neovagina and colostomy constructed. It is usual for these patients to have a large amount of pain. Mrs. T had this surgery the previous week. She was returned to the ICU for treatment of shock and peritonitis following a bowel obstruction and leak experienced as a complication of the surgery. Mrs. T was not ventilated. She was slowly beginning to stabilize from her setbacks. When I arrived in her to care for her at 11 p.m. She was sleepy, but still wearing the mask of pain. When I asked her what was wrong, she said she was still experiencing excruciating pain and that all I want to do is sleep. Her family confirmed for me that Mrs. T had not slept for more than an hour in about 10 days. Every touch, even the most gentle, increased her discomfort. When I arrived, her linen was soiled, her skin was damp, and she was in need of skincare. She remained on life support drugs and was receiving morphine for 10 milligrams an hour and Ativan 1 milligram every 2 hours. She weighed approximately 100 pounds. She was 42 years old, the same age as me. A quick call to the resident revealed that she was unwilling to increase the baseline order for pain medication. I was allowed to give small doses of morphine bumps, 1 to 2 milligrams each hour. I pre-medicated her for a bed bath after my assessment, all the while using presence and a healing intention with every touch. Although moving a bed was difficult for her, she was moving in bed. Was difficult. She was able to cooperate with her care. When finally I had positioned her on her side with her final turn from her bath, I asked in a quiet and gentle voice if I might offer her a back rub. She agreed, nodding slowly. I began to ever so gently offer for her a regular back massage using warmed lotion and a very light touch. After about 5 minutes of this activity, I asked her if I could use the gentle strokes and T-touch, the Tellington T-touch. At telling her that it is generally through the T-touch that reduces pain and helps a person to feel more whole. She nodded her assent. I used the clouded leopard touch while she remained in the side position, placing the palm of my hand on her neck and stabilizing my touch with my thumb and little finger. I placed the 3 remaining fingers on her slender frame and moving in a circular motion, gently massaged her skin and muscles using a T-touch T-touch in strength. After about 8 or 10 of these T-touches, I did the Python lift, which is, she describes what it is, a maneuver of light muscle is gently lifted and supported against the rib cage wall with a slow release, which coincides with exhalation. All the while, I had my other hand placed on her shoulder, back, or hip, creating a continuous connection between her energy field and body and mine. During the entire process, I maintained the internal dialogue of therapeutic T-touch, thinking to myself, this is peace. Here is relaxation. Here is a place to be safe. Be safe. Be relaxed. Feel free to drift to sleep. You are here safe with me. Peace be with you. I want you to start to heal. Begin your healing journey now. After about 5 minutes total of T-touch, I noticed that her breathing was slow and easy. I left my hands quietly and still on her body for about another minute and then slowly removed myself from her side. I pulled the covers up over her shoulder and noticed that Mrs. T was completely and deeply asleep. She remained asleep until 3 a.m. when she requested to be turned and then quickly fell asleep again until 5 a.m. When she awoke, she said that her pain was okay and she appeared rested and relaxed. That day, she was able to be transferred from the ICU. And, you know, that Valentina had to leave because her farrier came, but she asked me if I would read you a few of these stories because it's when we hear what this stuff can do, you have to, you know, we hear these stories of how each person is helping themselves or reaching out and helping others, but this T-touch is indeed a gift from the divine and something that each one of us can do. So it's been a great pleasure as always and an honor to be here with you all. And I wish you a wonderful week. And what I meant to say also, because we have many animal people here, we're starting. I just did this 5-day online with dogs, cats, bunnies, and birds in the class, and working with specifically with feedback with each animal. And we're going to be continuing to offer these, and it's a wonderful way to be. So if anybody's interested, just keep your eyes open, and I'm going to start offering these again online in November. Blessings. Have a wonderful week. And I just love it. Some of you are writing to me, and I just so it makes my day when I hear from you. And Kirsten, thank you so much. And Marianne, thank you for all of your support and handling this. And Joyce, I didn't say hi, but I always love seeing you here. It's such a joy. Thank you all. Aloha.